Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first show from December 2017, sort of, kind of. So it's the Pokemon Show. And we got a bunch of things to get through here. Some a couple of run-throughs of games and stuff. And we also got a round of Who's That Pokemon?
Wonderful.
Classic Edition.
Ooh, yes.
Why don't we start out with some Pokemon Go?
Okay.
So there's a big expansion. They added a bunch of Hoenn Pokemon.
Right now, I guess, it's supposed to be their Christmas release. Or the seasonal.
Oh, yeah. What are they going to do for that? Because there isn't, like, Christmas Pokemon.
I mean, they've uploaded, I think, 50 new Pokemon from Gen 3.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've already started collecting a bunch of stuff. I mean, really standard things I've seen so far, like
Linoone,
Zigzagoon, Linoone. Yeah.
I bet you have your favorite one of those already.
Broom. Oh, totally. Yeah.
Wurmple.
Oh yeah. I got a Wurmple.
How are they handle that? Because it's a branching evolution with Cascoon and Silcoon.
Probably the same way that you handle the Eevee evolution.
It's kind of random.
It's gonna be one or the other.
Maybe. I really don't know what the intentions are there. Maybe you can pick. It might just let you honestly pick.
Okay. Kinda.
What else have I picked up so far?
Well, who's the bird? Not Starly, but Talo.
I have not seen that yet. I don't think.
Okay.
I have not picked one up. There are some that I'm specifically hunting. While, of course, I would like a Bagon, that would be nice and all, but there are some smaller things like Absol's. Absol's easily one of my five favorite Pokemon. So
he's really good.
I would just be thrilled to have one.
What about Oh, I just had one in my head. Now it escaped. Well,
I mean, I do have a Breloom. Breloom's awesome.
Cool.
Like, just as a Pokemon in general, the one that I caught is not that strong. But
have they done any of the starters yet?
I haven't picked up any yet, but
okay.
I'm sure they're there. I already hatched one.
Okay, cool.
Out of a 2K egg. Because that's what I did, like, to sort of get into this last night. I went to, I forget what it used to be called, but now it's called Disney Springs. It's sort of like this big place.
Oh, sure.
Over near the attractions.
Like Downtown Disney, I think
it used
to be.
Yeah, it used to be called Downtown Disney, which is not downtown Orlando.
Right.
It's just like this.
Right, it's a Disney's its own separate, basically, county.
Yeah, it's this place with all of these restaurants.
Oh, it's a code and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to the Hangar Bar.
Crime Spree.
Yeah, which is themed after Indiana Jones.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. They had a not-so-expensive alcohol drink that was really good, too, which was nice. Because, usually you get a mixed drink, it's like $15 around there.
Speaking of alcohol, do you have an alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
You drinking anything? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Ooh. A Yingling tall boy.
Ooh.
The old tradition.
Like an American.
Oh, with a koozie from Sportstown, another
good.
Orlando destination. If you're here, it says Rackham, bitch. it's a pool hole. So, yeah, I'm going to drink out of this.
One of these days, we're going to have, like, an After Dark episode where we just talk about things you could do in and around Orlando that is not theme park related.
I know. We should have a more focused podcast where we just don't talk about our town so much. It's just hard not to.
No. We need to lean harder into this. Yes. Like, hey, Orlando, it's
happening.
You don't just need to go to Disney. You can do some other things.
Yep. Turns out, just go east 15 miles. You'll find there's actually a city here.
Yeah.
Oh, but so Disney Springs, as you can imagine, is a hotbed of Pokestops and gyms and stuff like that. So just going all over. Like, I was 200 items short of my cap, and I hit it within about 30 minutes.
Jeez.
That's just nuts. That's
tagging
that's
every
really
stop I could while catching everything, you can imagine.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's cool. They're doing such a fantastic job of, kind of teasing you and keeping you interested. Every season, it seems like they do something cool.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this isn't like the first round of Gen 3 stuff. This is probably the biggest lot, but they did the Halloween stuff, the ghosts.
Mm-hmm. They gave you all of those a while ago, for Halloween, of course. But,
mm-hmm.
That was just simply getting things like Shuppet.
Duskull.
Duskull. Those things, so.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. I there are so many that I would love to see. I have not seen Electrike yet.
Plusle, Minum.
They should be in there at some point.
Hmm.
Altaria.
That would be really cool.
Flygon.
Trapinch.
Trapinch, would be sweet to find.
Claydol, yeah.
I don't know why.
Just naming all the Gen 3.
Just start naming them, yeah.
We should just have like a checklist and see how many of these we can name.
Every single time I think of
Torkoal,
There's
Grumpig.
There's one I saw where it was a 5-minute countdown and you had to type in the name of every single Gen 1 Pokemon. And I tried it and I was tearing through the list, absolutely tearing through the list. And what stopped me is I couldn't figure out how to spell a couple things.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, fuck this.
Like, that's how I spell it. That would murder me.
Yeah.
How do I...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Onyx is with a K?
Mm-hmm.
No, it is not.
Everything in your mind has three Ks. In
everything. All right, anything else about Pokemon Go before we move over here?
I guess not.
Okay.
Nah, I'm good.
But Wes, how's Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon going?
Yeah, I'm playing it right now.
Good.
I'm through the first trial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at that part right after the trial where you gotta go like find Lily, and she's in that yellow flower area.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to go in through and beat all the trainers. My Lin just hit 17, so I think it's gonna evolve right here. I think it evolves at 17.
Yeah. Getting your, was it Torracat?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, I think, a question I asked you guys.
It was.
Oh, that was mean.
Yeah. Second blorm of later generation starters. God damn.
That was so funny. Why didn't you guys just, like, fucking sit and spin?
Oh.
That was hilarious. You guys look like you were...
Well, so well, I got Gen 7, and he got Gen 6. I probably could have done better with Gen 6. Yeah, like, if you had flipped him...
You knew two of his, and you knew one of his.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
just mixed them differently, or if you had just decided to be a different team.
Yeah.
You know, that could have played out differently.
Exactly.
But so far, it's... You know, if you played Sun and Moon, you played Ultra. It's this, yeah. You know, it's the yellow of Sun. But things happen the same way, but the beginning seems quicker. Like, the events happen a little bit different. It didn't seem as taxing.
Do you still do the bridge thing, where it's like you go to the bridge and then the thing interacts with the thing?
Yeah.
Tapu Koko.
Yeah, the Spearow attack, the thing, and yeah, save the thing, Nebby, whatever the hell
mm-hmm.
that thing is.
Cosmog,
that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it still happens. It's roughly the same. The little differences here and there. There's a couple of little things they've added. Like, now there's this weird sticker thing. The first captain was like, I put these stickers around on these buildings. And I wasn't really paying attention, but I know I'm supposed to go and collect them.
You gotta go, like, on a pixel hunt to find the stickers on buildings?
Yeah, well, okay. Not on actual buildings. Like,
right.
The Pokemon Center's got this sticker sticking on buildings. So I gotta walk over and take the sticker off.
I vandalized the following locations. Please find what I've done.
And they're actually pretty well hidden. Like, one was in a building upstairs. Like, it was just...
How does this make you a better Pokemon trainer?
I don't know. I forget what they're for. I wasn't really paying attention.
You mentioned stickers, I thought maybe they're going back to, like, a Gen 4 thing where you could actually put stickers on your Pokeballs and, like, customize them, which was cool because it would actually show the animations.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I think that'd be something really cool if they did a Pokemon game where you can customize the way your Pokemon pops out of the ball.
That's what kills me. And they did it with Aurus, too, I'm pretty sure, where it's like all of the other trainers, they throw a Pokeball and you see what kind of Pokeball it is. And it's unique.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, why do I only see this once? Like, why can't I always be seeing different Pokeballs from everybody? Because I feel like they are such a neat little cosmetic thing.
Yeah.
And it's I mean, it is such
And it's so funny to, like, see inappropriate Pokemon come out. Like, here's a lure ball. Go, Graveler.
I know. It is pretty funny. Yeah. But, like, and I always really cared about the Pokeballs. I always like having them in the specific ones that I think fit who they are. So, you know, if I have my Absol, I want it in, well, it's not really the darkest thing, but I like the Luxury Ball because it's black
and
gold.
I have my Zubat in one of those right now.
It looks
really cool.
Having an Umbreon in a Luxury Ball.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or, like, anything that's pink or light or fluffy or that seems
in
nice.
A Heal Ball.
Put it in a Heal Ball, you know? Or, like, I really think, even though it is so minimal and simple, the Premier Ball just looks gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, I love the Premier Ball.
Here, I can change the Pokeball after you catch them. Because, you know, you catch early ones, they're all in Pokeball. I mean, I wish it was later on, you could just change it for casting purposes. I think that'd be pretty cool.
I mean, you could always go back and re-catch things, I suppose.
You could.
Well, it was a joke on GTS, I would notice, every once in a while, where somebody just... I mean, maybe it was people who were doing it as a joke, but they caught a Pidgey. And a Master Ball. And then just bred the fuck out of it.
Right, because it'll keep that same...
It keeps the same Pokeball, so it's like the whole world is flooded with Master Ball Pidgeys. It's like,
okay. Just throw them out in Wonder Trade or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Does Aurus have... No, not Aurus, sorry. Does Sun Moon have Wonder Trade? I never looked for it.
I think it does, yeah.
Okay.
For sure it does.
Good.
I think so.
Because that's something that's just funky
that's just
and
fun.
Funny.
That's just goofy to do.
Yeah.
So far... a lot of the Pokemon I'm catching, there's nothing that seems like too much of a, like, a powerhouse. All my guys are pretty, there's nobody with high defense or anything like that. I'm finding a lot of low defensive kind of guys.
You don't have a wall, you're just
strikers.
Yeah,
I don't have a wall. I'm just kind of struggling with that. But so far I got three darks on my team. Okay. And lean into Bug it. Just, and Zubat. So
just go all dark types.
Yeah, I'm so, thinking about it. Because I started with Lin, because I never used Lin. I used Popplio my first time, then I grabbed Rod, whatever the thing's called.
Rowlet.
So I was like, oh, I might as well use a Lin here. And then when I got to the right outside in that first little field, when you go south to the weird guy with the lab coat, Professor,
the shirtless professor.
Yeah. I found an Inkay. I was like, well, that's interesting. Cool. That's different.
Yeah.
So I'm running with one of them right now. And then in the trainer school, anybody ever have trouble with the trainer school?
No.
It's pretty
straight. The only tricky part was figuring out who actually had to fight.
Right, yeah, that was the trick. That's what I'm talking about. Like, one time I got stuck there for like a half hour trying to find this last trainer. I'm like, where the fuck is this guy? It was like on the side of the building I didn't see. Like, something stupid like that. Mm-hmm. But this time there's only like two trainers and then you finish it. So they made the trainer school shorter.
Okay.
And easier. They only give you one floor to access. But in that little area, that's where you before will find Grimer. Now there's Zorua.
Oh, nice. Which is
awesome, because I love Zorua. So I have one of them, too.
Is that a friendship evolution? I can't remember.
No, just level 30. Bam. Okay. Inkay is the weird one. At level 30, yeah. You have to flip it upside down. You're a DS.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's kind of funky, but
funny. That makes me concerned for future versions of Pokemon, because Gen 8 Pokemon is going to be on Switch.
And there is no mechanism to do that?
And the only motion controls are in the Joy-Cons. Yeah. I don't believe that the actual Switch console itself has any sort
of... Maybe you just got to turn the Joy-Cons upside down.
Maybe they'll introduce some face-touching mechanics.
Hopefully, we can hope.
Yeah.
Because me and my Gardevoir, we need to get a lot closer.
Oh, hey, yo! Settle down there. Corellia's got to evolve somehow. I think you just need to fucking fear it. With your sex energy.
To fear it with your sex energy. Fuck.
But like, if you're playing Pokemon, if you're playing Gen 8 on Switch, handheld, sure, I mean, you got the Joy-Cons attached, you flip it upside down, I suppose, it works out, but, I mean, if you're playing on the TV...
What's the most obnoxious, excluding microtransactions, what's the most obnoxious way they can make us evolve something? Like, quick time, press buttons in right order, once they level to evolve?
Maybe. To me, like, Inkay is pretty goddamn obnoxious. For me,
I mean, you just gotta turn the Game Boy upside down.
You gotta have someone let you know to do that.
Yeah.
You don't just play the game and stumble into that.
Right.
Unless you're in Australia. I'm sure people in Australia
play the DS upside down on the top. But for me, like, even more obnoxious than that was Phoebus prior to Gen 4. Because in Gen 4, I mean, it's still obnoxious where you have to feed them these muffin things in order to increase that stat. In Gen 3, you had to do those Pokemon contests in order to increase the beauty stat to get it to evolve. That is just the fucking worst.
You think going back to that, you need to make your Pokemon cool? Or whatever to make it evolve?
I am hoping that like contest hall has become a total thing in the past. Because, again, how the fuck does that make you a better trainer? Like...
Yeah, but it was interesting. It was different.
Did you ever mess around with any of them?
Yeah.
For me, the worst part of the Gen 5 games were those parts where they had to take you through this like tutorial of like, this is a contest hall and this is what you're doing here. Like Black 2, White 2 takes you through that thing where you have to go through and like make a Pokemon, like make a movie with your Pokemon.
Oh, that sucks.
Because the text does not go fast enough. Just get me through. Let me get to the rest of the game.
I thought I was supposed to be fighting things.
I thought I was supposed to be making these animals kill each other. Instead, you want to make films.
Yeah, here I was.
Rotom Dex has a new thing. It's, I forget what it's called. It's like Rotom Power-Ups or something like that. I think it's called like, Rotom...
That's like
Lot or something like that. I forget what it's called. But it spins like a slot machine, but not like three, it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you'll get a random kind of power-up. Hmm. So, random item, like Rotom something. I forget what they're called. Like, one's called Rotom Stealth. It's essentially his repel. Mm-hmm. So, it makes you...
That's good.
No Pokemon can come at you while it's active. So, essentially, it's a repel. And then there's another one that will boost all the stats of your Pokemon for a battle.
Hmm.
So, it's like using an X defense except on all your stats.
Yeah.
And
how often are you able to use these?
It's only done... In the tutorial, I got the Rotom Stat Boost one.
Mm-hmm.
And then randomly, like, his eyes were half closed and were blinking. I was like, well, what the fuck is this? And I clicked on it, and the wheel started spinning again, and that's how I got the Rotom Stealth. Okay. So I've only gotten the two so far.
Huh.
But it's an interesting little power. You determine
when they trigger?
No, it just kind of saw it blinking. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I clicked on it, and like, it just happened.
When he gives you the
roll. Oh, yeah. I tap it, but it's really fast. You can't follow it. So it's just kind of like luck what you get.
No, I mean, like, when you trigger it, the effect that it's intended to have, when you trigger it on your characters, like, does it last for 10 minutes? Does it last for 5 minutes? Or is it one battle? Because it sounds like, because what I'm getting at is it sounds like O powers a little bit. It sounds like, if this is an item you're collecting that you can use, it's like they give you a Rotom Stealth, and it's like, I choose this moment right now to trigger it.
Yeah, that would have to be something that's time-based.
One of the Rotom powers, Rotom Boost, it raises all stats of your battling Pokemon.
So that's got to be time to switch it out.
Yeah. Okay. And then Rotom Stealth, it prevents you from encountering wild Pokemon for a certain period of time.
Okay.
So it's Repel. And there's its own little slot in your bag
but not just for these
Rotom powers.
But not like a certain number of steps, like a Repel.
So it looks like time, yeah.
Okay.
That's really weird.
Yeah, and then that's actually starting to shape up to be a little more like O powers, I guess.
Hmm.
Well, O powers picked weirder stuff, too. They were like...
boost your experience, boost your money.
Pokemon Refresh is now just an option. So instead of after battle, it looks like you can do it whenever.
Okay.
Nice. So that's a thing. I haven't gotten the Festival Plaza, so I don't know if anything is different there.
Yeah. As long as the Ghost House is still there.
And you won't get there. You won't get Palago until you get Charizard.
Well, now you can, like, talk with Rotom at weird points. Some weird lady was trying to laminate me and make me all gaudy. What the fuck? There's a meter right next to Rotom.
Huh.
On the lower screen. So I guess that must be the... here it is. It's Lotto time. God, I can't
it's
talk.
It's a Rotto erotic face.
See, it's a little... It's just a little wheel that pops up.
Gross.
Okay. Just
tap it and bam.
Your wheels are
That's
disgusting.
The stealth one.
But no, luckily it was something else. I'll let the listener buy the game and figure out what it looks like.
Two Rotto catches. What is...
Anyway, let's move on.
Wait. Let me read the item. It increases the chance to catch Pokemon a lot.
Cool.
There, well, whatever. Great. But, you know, roughly it's the same thing. I'm interested to see if they do anything different. Like, maybe you go to different items in different order, islands in order. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Maybe there's some kind of herb combinations you have to do. They give you green herbs and...
Red herbs.
Red herbs. And
yeah, some yellow herbs.
Yeah, well, yeah. Herbs just make them better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll keep you posted about other little changes and everything.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, before we do some Who's That Pokemon, I do have a quick update. I picked up my run of Heart Gold again, really briefly. I was in the Ice Cavern at the time. I just made it to the end of the Ice Cavern, and I fought Claire at a very big level disadvantage. Yeah, Claire, the dragon trainer.
Claire Huxtable, right?
Yeah, Claire Huxtable. Yeah. She's in there with her dragons.
as you can imagine.
her Kingdra.
All the characters from the Cosby Show are, of course, canon to the world of Pokemon. Yes.
Theo and Vanessa. And...
Oh, yes. His friend Cockroach.
So, I go in there at a big level of disadvantage. So, I had been tinkering with a few different Pokemon to put on a team. But in the end, I just decided to go with this big throwback team. This is a team that I used a ton of times back in the day on the original Gold version. I had a Gengar. I used my lowest level guys at 29 in Gym 8. I also had Alakazam, Gyarados, Umbreon, Quilava, and Ampharos. And Ampharos was my highest at level 34.
You didn't even have a Typhlosion yet. You only had... Nope. You still had
Doesn't involve. Still Quilava.
Wow.
At Gym 8.
That's rough.
But yeah, it's a team that I used a ton of times. Sometimes I would sub out Gengar for Dragonite back in the day, but this was kind of like the go-to formation for the team.
The game's pretty backloaded with content, too, so it's not like you're underleveled severely or anything.
Yeah, true. And one of the things I'm looking forward to doing is actually once I get through the Dragon's Lair, because you beat Claire, and she's like, I'm not going to give you the badge. You got to go do this other errand for me before I do. Mm-hmm. But once I get through the Elite Four... There's this mechanic in Heart Gold Soul Silver where you can re-challenge gym leaders. But what you have to do is you have to get their phone numbers. And in order to get their phone numbers, you have to find them in different places throughout the world, not in their gym. So, for example,
that's cool.
Gym leader number 2, his name is Bugsy. He's the leader in Azalea Town. You find him, and again, using that day of the week mechanic.
Great.
Yeah, you okay, find him. Great. In Viridian Forest, in Kanto. And when you find him, you will get his phone number, and then you can call him for a rematch. What they do
to rematch you in this game is they don't meet you in the gym, they meet you in this other building. And what you can do is you can get all the phone numbers for all the gym leaders, call them all, and then have them all meet you in this gym and just do a gym leader gauntlet. Sounds really fun.
That does sound fun.
But yeah,
it sounds like a lot of work to set that up.
How many times can you refight them, though?
I'm pretty sure you can just keep doing it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But it'd be a fun way to grind. But yeah. I just like the idea of having 16 gym leaders meet me in this one building. All right, I'm ready to beat you all now. Mm-hmm. But the fight itself, I had to use... it was fun because I actually just used some strategy, especially taking out her Kingdra. I actually had to do things like, okay, I'm going to paralyze you and then withdraw and then send Gengar out to curse you and withdraw. Like, I had to do some flipping around and actually was not able to brute force my way through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've decided I'm not grinding in these games anymore. I'm done doing it. Mm-hmm. If that means I have to totally, like, cheese the game by throwing a ton of items and HP restores on my Pokemon to get through a tough fight. That's what I'll do.
They wouldn't be there if they didn't intend for you to play that way.
Yep. You know, you wouldn't just find them randomly on the ground if they're totally useless.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm gonna take a break and then come back with Who's That Pokemon?
Yeah.
Going back to classic Who's That Pokemon, we haven't really done this.
I know.
In a little while.
Well, you guys haven't put together a game in a while. I think I did the last couple.
Yeah,
we're going back to traditional Pokemon.
Just to review the rules here, I have got 6 Pokemon for each of you.
Okay.
We're gonna have Team Palkia and Team Dialga.
Okay.
So who wants to be who? Palkia or Dialga?
I'll be Dialga.
Okay.
I'll be Palkia.
Palkia's gonna go first. So for the listener, there are a series of hints, and they're going to have to guess which Pokemon I am referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of points that you're going to get are going to correspond to how many hints that you've needed to figure this out. So if you get on the first hint, that's +5. There are 5 hints. If you need to go to the last hint, it's +1. And I've tried to, the last hint is always like the moveset.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to make it as obvious as possible with the moveset because we hardly ever go that far.
Sure.
So just to give you a little bit of extra incentive, I did try to like deliberately pick movesets that are going to be like something that'll help identify that Pokemon.
Yeah. Like, so, if it's, you know, like it's Heracross, this is going to be Mega Horn.
Exactly. Something like that.
It's going to be like Tackle and Growl.
This one uses Leer.
Ooh.
So the other side of this, though, is that the more hints that you need, if you get it wrong, the more points that you lose. If you guess on the first hint and you whiff, it's just a -1. But if you have to go all the way to the 5th hint, that's -5.
It's a rough thing to have happen.
There is a steal. There will be a steal. So remind me if you have a guess before I tell, you know, what the answer is.
Uh-huh.
Steals are always just going to be +1. Cool. No matter how many hints you won't get any more hints as far as the other person has taken it, but it's just going to be +1 points. So it's not going to swing you too far one way or the other. So, Team Palkia, we're going to start with you.
Okie dokie.
Pokemon number 1. With their sucker mouths, they suck in prey. Then they use their fangs to shock prey with electricity.
Oh, I already have a pretty good idea of what this might be. A lot of it boils down to... what's the next thing I get?
The base stats.
Ooh, that would probably help me. You're painting a picture. I feel like I have a good idea of what this is. The problem is I can't think of the name. I feel as though it is a 3-stage Pokemon.
The order of hints that you get are the Pokedex entry.
Yes.
And I tried to pick a recent Pokedex entry for these Pokemon. Then you get the base stats, the generation this Pokemon is from, the type or types, and then the moveset is the last one.
I know 2 of the stages of this 3-stage Pokemon. I think I do, but this could be confusing. The stats will definitely help, so give me the stats.
HP is 85, attack 115, defense 80, special attack 105, special defense 80, speed 50.
Heracross. I'm going to guess.
Elcross is correct.
Okay.
So you went to the second hint, so that is +4.
Oh, good guess. I did not think of it.
There's some big stats on
that. I remember what I was going to say. I did use a random Pokemon generator to generate these Pokemon. No legendaries, no event Pokemon, no form changes, no megas. These are
no
just
Musharna.
And I give no promises. Some of these might be repeats because, you know, I did try to be random. I did also, if one Pokemon like had a really obvious Pokemon entry, I tried to make sure that the other team also had a pretty obvious entry as well to try to balance it out. So over to Team Dialga, which is US.
Ooh.
Your first Pokemon is this. It binds its body with its tails to make itself look bigger. If it locks eyes, it will glare ceaselessly.
Whew.
It will never look away.
Ceaselessly.
Wow. Tails. So that's plural.
You want the
binds
dog
itself.
Huh? You want the dog in?
Do I want to let
you, you don't hear him? He's never going to shut up.
I have not heard the dog.
Yeah.
Hey, Sherlock.
Hey, buddy.
The fuck you been up to?
Binds itself with this
tail. It binds its body with its tails to make itself look bigger. If it locks eyes, it will glare ceaselessly.
Man. Dear your soul.
Just imagine being out in the public minding your own business and you stumble into this thing and it just like won't stop.
And it follows like, you forever.
I know, you're trying to go to work and it's just like hovering outside the window just like staring at you nonstop. God damn.
Its body with this tail. See, stats aren't going to help me unless I have an idea what this is. First, let me get a thought.
But some of the other things, some of the other things might help you.
Some of the other things might help me. At what point is Jen? That's like the third hint, right?
Yeah, that is the third hint.
Fuck.
Then your type or types is the fourth.
Why does it stuff with this tails to make it look bigger? And then it stares at you until you burst into flame.
Even past that, it does not stop staring.
Yeah, the charred ash of your remains
from beyond the grave.
Yeah. What's the next first hint?
First hint is the Pokedex entry.
Well, the second hint.
Base stats.
All right, give me the stats.
What's the zeroth stat?
Sorry.
HP 71. Attack 82. Defense 64, special attack 64, special defense 59, speed 112, for a total 452.
So it's fast and it hits hard.
Kind of middling throughout, except for that speed. 79, 82, 64, 64.
I mean, 82, that's not bad. So its highest stats
ain't great either.
Speed. It's going to be attack oriented. It's got tails. He binds himself in it. Fuck. What's the next hint?
Generation.
You're the gen.
4.
Fuck. God, I really want to play Diamond again.
We should. We should do this.
But I lost my Diamond a while ago. And it's like $40. It's
fucking nonsense. Prices don't drop.
Oh my god. I went to the retro game store today and because I was just happened to be in the mall, so I went to the Hudson. And they got like Pokemon Soul Silver, like $45. I'm like, fuck it.
That is higher than what it released at.
God damn.
Is that used?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Something ridiculous.
They don't know what the save state looked like, though.
Yeah, okay. An extra $5 because I have an Arceus on there.
It's just full of Pidgeys and Master Balls. It's just full of it. Gen 4.
Speed at 112, that's the big stat. Total of 452.
I had no idea what this thing is. Give me the next one.
Which is its type.
Yep.
Normal.
Fuck!
It binds its body with its tails to make itself look bigger.
Fuck!
If it locks eyes, it will glare ceaselessly.
Straight fucking normal. Are you kidding me? Alright, give me the last one.
Okay.
I'm so far in the hole at this point.
This is the moveset. This is going to help you. Okay?
Alright.
Think about the type of Pokemon that would use these moves.
The normal types? So it has Stomp and Headbutt? And
fake Out.
Alright.
Swagger.
Okay.
Fury Swipes.
Okay.
Charm. Captivate.
Fuck.
Attract. Hone Claws. Body Slam.
Fuck. I'm really blanking on this one.
Charm.
Captivate. Ryan's like, I know what this is, you dumbass.
Actually,
Attract.
I am as far removed from having an idea of what this is as I've maybe ever been on one of these questions. This is a bad question.
This is going to put me in the hole and I'm never coming out of it.
No, I have one thing I can think of that is even remotely maybe right, and it would fit the bill. That I know is certainly not wrong. I don't know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, fuck.
This is tough, man.
Like, I remember so little of Diamond. Normal type from Diamond. Fuck!
Swagger. Attract. Captivate.
I got no idea.
Ryan, do you want to take a stab at it?
What is your certainly not wrong?
You won't lose any.
I'm not going to try to steal it, but my one guess would maybe be Ambipom.
Her Ugly.
Oh. Wow, that's kind of odd.
Her Ugly.
Not what obvious, the but... fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, Ambipom didn't have claws.
It's true.
So I wouldn't have been right in that regard.
He had like a tail with a hand on it.
That's all you think of.
Yeah, you're right. Her Ugly does fit the bill in every regard.
Yep.
And it has that fucking tail. There's multiple tails, so I didn't think about that.
There
is going to be some tough ones for Team Palkia here as well.
I've got my own peregrine in this thing.
Let me get through this damn
fight. I'm going to lift up the dog here. Clicking around with his nails.
Sit down. This is fucking clicky clackers.
Sit down.
Clicky clackers.
You're like Wes with his pens.
And my flippy floppies.
Yeah, where's your cookies and cream Hershey bar, buddy?
I did not go to the store because I had a headache, so I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I need is soda. Because that's going to help my headache.
Yeah.
No, caffeine might.
I've been drinking caffeine all day. I think I'm just dehydrated because of all the soda I've been drinking.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, Team Palkia, back over to you.
Okay.
This one is your next Pokemon. Tales are told of ships that wander into seas where this Pokemon lives, never to return.
Well, okay.
Tales are told of ships
that wander... How vague could that be? Ships are in this area where this Pokemon... Possibly
your,
is.
Your big hint was it has body binding and it stares at you. So, tales are told of ships that wander
the seas. Wait, let's get back to that. So this fucking Perugly just follows you around. The thing is practically a stray cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just locks eyes with you and it's like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Sorry, so...
Ships wander into seas where this Pokemon lives, never to return.
And this is up to Gen 7. Including Gen 7, Gen 7 and down?
Oh, yes. Like, yes.
You don't have to tell me what gen it is, but like I'm just wondering.
Yeah, this includes all Pokemon from every generation. No legendary event, form changes, that kind of stuff.
I mean, I got a few ideas in my mind of what it might be, but I simply can't guess based off of that. So I will take the stats next.
65, 75, 90, 97, 123, that's the special defense, 44. For a total of 494.
Wow, actually, man.
Sure.
I have two kind of competing things that I think it might be, and I feel as though the stats fit both perfectly. What's the next thing I would get?
Generation.
It was Gen
6.
Oh, that's not at all what I thought it would be. Sure.
65 HP, 75 attack. The big ones are defense at 90, special attack 97, speed 123. Sorry, special defense 123.
Oh, this makes it much trickier because like I had a couple in my mind that I thought it might be, and it's not from that Gen 6 at all. Kind of got to think about what's in Gen 6.
Ships never return.
Never return.
I mean, they might be fine. They just can't.
We all know.
Just can't go back.
It could be cool. Yeah, they might be going to Blowjob Island. So.
Is that a real place? I want to go there.
I'm not telling if it is.
Damn it!
I mean, quite frankly.
Help a buddy out.
If it were, would I tell you?
To rich people call them the Caymans.
Next I would get is the type. Is that correct?
Right.
All right, man. I'm kind of in on this, so let's go ahead and hear the type.
Dragon Poison.
Oh, that helps. I'll guess. Dragalege.
It is.
All
right. So that is a +2. All right, Wes.
What the fuck is Dragon Age doing to ships? Oh, my God.
Well, check out these moves. These moves, you know, he's got like, you know, you don't really think about Dragon Age as like a Pokemon using its tail, but it's got Dragon Tail, Aqua Tail, Poison Tail.
I mean, it is like 3/4 tail.
Yeah.
The entry has tail.
True. Indeed it does.
Because of the exhaustive research they've done. Legend tells you that...
Allegedly,
stories have indicated that. It is believed that...
The scuttlebutt is...
Yes.
There's a Futurama joke. What was it about?
Zoidberg.
Oh, fuck. No, it's talking about... Something like Bigfoot. I think it's a Bigfoot episode when they're watching the video. It's like, they say Bigfoot did this. Unless it's not, then we're wrong.
Okay, no, that was the one where Fry loses his nose.
Yeah. The Spanish Fry.
But he's concealing a tiny lower horn.
Yeah. Come on, Freedom Cage. Roll me to safety.
I think I'll have Fry's lower horn jerked.
It's used to it. Would you like some salt to go with your human?
Well, because Zap Brannigan shows up in that episode.
Yeah.
Oh,
this episode is everything.
That episode's great.
All right. Team Dialga. Okay. Dialga.
Back Dialga. On you. Musharna.
That's his guess. Is he right?
+5.
That would be fucking amazing. No, I think I need to get more than +5 if I guess without the hint. Like it's...
This Pokemon sashays rhythmically. Swaying and shaking its hips as if it were dancing.
Oh my God.
Its motions are so alluring, people that see it are compelled to shake their hips without noticing. So a lot of information. This Pokemon sashays rhythmically, swaying and shaking its hips as if it were dancing. Its motions are so alluring, people that see it are compelled to shake their hips. Without noticing, it's subconscious. Mm-hmm. There's not even music.
I just want to guess Blossom. I really do. I don't know why. Or a Choreo, but I don't think that one's right.
So it has hips. That narrows it down.
It has hips.
As do humans in the world of Pokemon.
I wish Jen was hint number two.
It can't be too easy. That'd
make me so happy.
Those are the easier ones for later. The next hint is the stats.
I hate the stat hint because it gives you an idea. Ugh, I hate the stat hint.
Stats helped me with my first question.
Go ahead, give me stats.
65. That's okay. HP. Attack 50. Defense 35. Special attack 115.
God damn.
Special defense 95, speed 95. For a surprising 455 total.
Holy damn. Shit. That thing's kind of a toughie.
Alright, give me inside.
A generation is next.
Alright, we'll give it the gen next. God damn.
One. Generation one.
Generation one, it's SA's hips and has high special lift.
Where are those combined attack stats? Do you have the stat combined?
455.
Okay, 455. Alright, sashays his hips. Alluringly. Gen 1. It's gotta be Weezing.
Stop.
Oh, you.
Actually, it's hips.
It's clearly Caterpie.
It's clearly Caterpie.
Next hint is the type or types.
Oh, man, go ahead. What's the types?
Ice Psychic.
Ice Psychic. It's fucking Jinx.
It is Jinx. There you go. +2.
Damn.
Jinx makes you sway your hips.
I'm now at -2.
Oh, -3.
Wouldn't you be overwhelmed with a sensation of, what the fuck is that? Before you're like, oh, it's dancing. And you're dancing.
You're so stunned by it, you don't realize that you start dancing too.
What's with this cross-dressing Pokemon? What the fuck is going on?
I'm factually incorrect. Jinx can only be female. So, Ryan, back over to Team Palkia.
Let's hear it.
Competing for territory... These Pokemon fight each other viciously. Mm. The one whose boulder is broken is the loser of the battle.
The one whose boulder is broken is the loser of the battle.
What Pokemon have boulders? The question begs. Read the entry again, please.
Competing for territory, these Pokemon fight each other viciously. The one whose boulder is broken is the loser of the battle.
This sounds really, really familiar. The one whose boulder is broken.
I'm going to dig into this question, so give me some stats.
HP, 70.
Mm-hmm.
Attack, 105.
Man.
Defense, 125. Special attack, 65. Special defense, 75. Speed, 45. And I neglected to write down the total. Stand by.
Fight for territory. With, and they have boulders. Now, why would they have boulders?
Big attack and big defense.
With little else.
Total of 485.
45 is pretty big. And the next thing I would get is the...
generation.
Which is?
5.
I'll guess. I will know. I had one in my mind, and it is Gen 5. And it, I feel like those stats would line up with this thing. Well, give, well fuck me, man. There's a couple.
I'm good.
Shit. And if it's... okay, this is... it's so fucking branching where it's like, I've got one thing, and if you tell me the type, it's definitely that, and if I ask you the other type, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, it's one of two things. Shit, man. What's the type?
Bug rock.
Not what I thought what? Either way. What? Oh, shit.
Bug rock.
Gen 5. Yeah, yeah.
Gen 5 bug rock?
Oh, I think it's this gen. Crustle?
It is Crustle.
Oh, yeah. That's
really the only thing.
I was thinking Boldor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, maybe Goal? It's Soccer Throw.
Sure.
Well, those are both. Well, those are all Gen 5, right?
Yeah. Yeah, both of those. I mean, the dex entry never specified if the boulder was on it or not.
Yeah.
Like part of their body.
And I was thinking like Soccer Throw or like destroying boulders. Like that's their training regimen.
Mm.
And then Boldor is himself a boulder.
Yeah.
Or herself. Maybe their gender. I don't know. They're fucking diamonds.
Crustle.
They probably don't have balls and pussies.
All right, Wes, back over to you.
That's why people come to our podcast.
Balls and pussies.
Team Dialga.
I'm so in the hole already.
That's okay. You can still turn this around.
I'm -3. He's what? Positive?
A trillion.
8.
So I am 11 points down.
You can still do this.
I can math.
The thing is, good, you get no points for that. But it can turn around quick because he gets a couple wrong, you get a couple right.
That's exactly it.
You haven't gotten one wrong.
We're halfway there. Don't say it, please.
Live it on prayer.
God, you son of a bitch. Okay.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
All right, Wes, here's your entry.
All right, what we got?
It gulps anything that fits in its mouth.
Ryan.
Hey, you probably should
penises.
Give him a point for that.
My God.
Its special enzymes can dissolve anything. It gulps anything that fits in its mouth. Its special enzymes can dissolve anything.
No, fuck it. Gulping.
You're so close. It's swallowed.
Oh, my! I didn't get to steal that!
Oh, shit.
You motherfucker! What do you think bad. I was gonna guess?
Horror.
My bad, I didn't allow you to steal.
God. Damn it!
Okay.
Fucking A!
Is it swallowed?
You were so close.
God, that's just
stats. If you had gone to the stats, the total base stats.
I'm going for 5 points so I can catch up here.
Total base stats for Swalot are 467. That definitely not would have been a gulpin.
But I had gulpin it.
Team.
It would have been. It swallows everything and puts it in its mouth. Ryan,
Team Palkia.
What's been my guess?
Hey, look, hey, I gotta make some money.
So
we have an equal number of Pokemon left on each side. If you need to steal, buzz in, because
maybe you need to stop just fucking yelling out the answers suddenly.
I know, abruptly.
You're so eager to inform him he's wrong.
It really does excite me.
I mean, seriously.
Okay, here's your entry, Team Palkia.
Okay.
It lives in caves on the seafloor and creates giant whirlpools every time it moves. If it moves.
On the seafloor and it creates whirlpools whenever it moves. Dang, that sounds weird. I have a feeling my instincts have been wrong. I've been getting right answers, but my instincts have been wrong all fucking game. I have something I think it might be, but I can't say it's right. So give me the stats.
75 HP. It's attack, defense, special attack, and special defense are all 95 across the board. Speed 55 for a total of 540.
Strong, surprisingly strong. Slow, kind of thick everywhere else. And what's the health again? 70?
75.
This is a tricky one.
It lives in caves on the seafloor. Creates giant whirlpools every time it moves. It has to stay perfectly still, or there'll just be whirlpools everywhere.
The next I would get is the gen.
Right.
I have a feeling I know the gen. What gen is it?
2.
I don't know the gen. So unless you're going to help me out with this type. I'm kind of at a loss. I don't really know. I guess go ahead and give me the time.
Water dragon.
Oh, okay. There's only one I can think of. I'll guess Kingdra.
It is Kingdra.
Oh.
That's a +2. Yeah.
Thank you.
So really? He's at 8. I'm at -4.
He's at 10.
He's at 10. Should be at 11 if somebody's running around.
He was at 8. So I'm at -4. So I'm 14 points down from tying him.
Don't worry. You can do this.
And I have 2 more.
You have 3 more.
3 more. All right.
He has 2 more.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you can totally make this happen.
So you've got everyone wrong. All right. I've got everyone wrong. So at least we're consistent.
There's a 25-point swing that could theoretically happen.
Let's do this.
You're not out of
this. I'm a fan of that. Let's do this.
All right. Here you go. Here's your next one, Team Dialga. Yeah. This Pokemon claims an entire mountain as its own territory. It mercilessly beats up anything that violates its environment. Ooh. It vigilantly patrols its territory at all times. It never stops. Not even to poop.
At all times. Or even when pooping.
It's just patrolling.
It drops as it walks, man.
So it guards a mountaintop. It
claims an entire mountain.
Entire mountain. All right. This mountain is mine. This is Mount blah blah blah.
Mercilessly beats up anything.
Mercilessly.
Maybe saying mirthfully, like it. That does so with a kind of joyful excitement.
Like sort of a merriment.
Yes. Again,
it gainfully assaults.
It gainfully assaults. Just like Wes.
Give me the stats.
Alright, here you go. HP 70. Attack 110. Defense 180.
Holy shit.
Special attack 60. Special defense 60. Speed 50. For a total of 530.
He is slow and he is defensive and he's pretty strong.
I got a pretty good idea, I think. I don't know.
Give me the gen.
3.
Gen 3. Brian knows what it is. I don't know. When we play this game, I blank in Pokemon. Like, I have no idea what these guys are.
Next hint is the type or types.
Go for it.
Rock Steel.
Rock Steel.
Did you like your Steel
Gen types? 3. Well, the Rock Steels from Gen 3 was...
That's third gen.
Aggron.
It is Aggron, yes.
Yay!
There you go, +2.
See?
There it is.
Like, really, yeah. Come on, fucking Aggron.
All right, here we go.
No.
Back to Palkia.
Oh.
It flies through the night sky, sprinkling dust. According to...
It's mostly.
Here's our favorite phrase. According to some.
According to some, it's not urine.
If the dust sticks to you, good things will happen to you.
Okay.
It flies to the night sky.
All right, well, now I know it's not pee.
It's semen.
Sprinkling, sparkling dust.
It's semen.
It's dust.
Everywhere.
And it sprinkles and everywhere. It sparkles.
Get that shit everywhere.
And some people think good things happen to you if it sticks to you.
Again, a couple come to mind.
That comes to mind.
I don't get it, y'all to explain.
Yeah, I don't know.
Move it on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Read the entry one more time.
It flies through the night sky, sprinkling, sparkling dust. According to some, if that dust sticks to you, good things will happen to you.
I feel like I got a good guess in the chamber here, but I don't want to be flippant about this and throw away a question. So I will take the stats.
55, 35 attack, 50 defense, 55 special attack. Special defense at 110.
Oh, shit.
And speed at 85 for a modest 390 total.
But big on you said special defense.
Special defense at 110, speed at 85 is okay.
I feel like this could still fit the bill of what I think it is.
Something that sprinkles dust?
Yeah.
Sticky dust.
Sticky dust.
Poison powder, sleep powder. You know, those are kind of your typical things that Pokemon do sometimes. I don't know. What gen would that be? Oh, shit. Next thing I get is the gen.
Right.
This is going to tell me whether or not I feel like I get this one. So what's the gen?
Two.
Don't fuck me. God damn. No.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, for fucking real, man.
I mean, first thing popped in my mind was Mothim. Mm. But that was... I knew that was wrong immediately.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Mothim. That's Gen 2.
I think.
Is it?
Yes, it is. That's Gen 2.
It could be Mothim.
Is it Gen 2?
There's also Yanma. I don't really necessarily think of Yanma as a nighttime thing. I should probably stop telling you because you might guess these. Granted, you just told me that one. What else is Mothim? Mothim's a branching evolution. What's the other thing?
It's not Gen 2.
I'll give you all my ideas, you give me all of your ideas.
Mothim's not Gen 2.
Trebek wouldn't tell you one way or the other.
I don't think Mothim is Gen 2. No. What does it come from? Wormadam? Yeah, Wormadam's not Gen 2.
Yeah.
Or Wurmple. No, Wurmple is Gen 3. That also has nothing to do with anything.
That's Dust Talk.
Shut up. Both of you shut up. Fuck you and fuck you. Read the entry. That's the only power we have is the ability to tell him to read the entry. Oh, shit.
Oh, so good.
Do you really want to hear
the entry? Yeah, please read it again. Let's read it.
It flies through the night sky, sprinkling sparkling dust. According to some, if that dust sticks to you, good things will happen to you.
Man.
Gen 2. Total base stats 390. Big stats are the special defense at 110. And the speed at 85.
Maybe, what's the next thing I get is the type?
Right, type or types.
Maybe you'll bail me out with this. What is the type or types?
Bug flying.
Okay, that kind of, makes me continue to think that, but there's lots of bug flyings. Shit. There are lots of bug flyings.
Next hint is the moveset.
But I'll say, maybe I'm overdoing this. Maybe I'm overthinking this. I'm going to say Yanma.
It is Ladian. Son of a bitch. Were you going to guess Ladian, Wes?
I actually was not. Okay. Because it says night sky. Ladybug's found in the morning.
That's true.
So that's why I was confused with that. Because you said bug flying. I immediately thought Ladian. But it didn't make sense based on what time of day you catch her.
It's true.
Guess it. The thing. The bastard. It was
Cricketune, but Cricketune doesn't even fly either.
I was
trying to think of... Oh, is that not that gen?
No. Gen 4 for Cricketune.
Man, I'm not as good at this game as I think I am. I'm getting some lucky shots in.
Well,
that was a bad question.
Ladybug indeed is one you catch in the morning, but I don't know, maybe Lady and only comes out at night. Like, it evolves and decides to be nocturnal, I guess.
Who cares?
We've done as much research on this as the actual
people that wrote the Pokedex.
Well, I mean, the people who make the Pokedexes give it to children and says, finish this for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure these kids have no fucking clue how anything works.
Right. They're like, hey, make this encyclopedia.
Yeah, they're like probably out there watching two Growliths fuck, and they're just like, it's like this Growlithe is trying to jump over the other Growlithe. To it.
Growlithe loves to play leapfrog.
Growlithe loves to play leapfrog, but its hind legs just simply cannot get it over.
All right, Team Dialga, back to you. All
right.
A pair of these Pokemon may be seen rubbing their cheeks together to share stored electricity.
Fucking A! Well, it's not like the game has a lot of electric types with big puffy cheeks.
Pichu, plus them or mine them.
Or
Pichu,
six
or
other things.
Raichu, or. Fucking.
It could be Bidoof.
Bichichu, I don't even. Give me a stats. 60,
45, 70, 45, special defense at 90, speed at 95, for a total of 405.
God damn. There's no special attack, no attack.
Yeah, attack and special attack are worth 45. Pretty pathetic.
Fuck is this thing? Oh, it's either a plus one or a minus. Give me the gen.
4.
Damn it! Fucking whore!
Man. That's rough.
Oh! Let's give Wes all the Gen 4 Pokemon.
This is your second Gen 4.
He's so good at Gen 4.
This is your second Gen 4. You picked to be Dialga.
Because that was the cooler of the two.
Was it? I don't even remember.
What is it? Like a Steel Dragon?
Steel Dragon.
Fucking awesome.
It means I'm a Water Dragon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's boring as hell.
I agree, but hey, you know what? At least I'm winning. I'll get the ointment. He looks like he got burned pretty hard. Right?
What was in fucking...
A pair of these Pokemon may be seen rubbing their cheeks together. To share stored electricity. Again, written by children, so I doubt they're actually sharing...
Well, it's not Emolga, because Emolga is like that weird thing that fucking flies, and that's what his entry is about. Is Emolga even fucking Gen 4? I don't even know. Screw that gen. God.
I wonder if our audience knows these Pokedex entries better than we do, and they're just like screaming.
They're like screaming at their smartphones on the subway.
Yeah.
It's clearly this one.
All right, give me a type.
Electric.
God, you're give me the moves.
Brutal. All right, here you go. This is where you're going to get
absolutely nothing.
All right.
No, I'm going to be -5 right here.
Here it is. Nuzzle. Super Fang. Hyper Fang. Electro Ball. Discharge. Spark. Sweet Kiss. Super Fang. Hyper Fang.
I know he's using fangs, I get it.
Nuzzle.
He's got fangs from Gen 4 that I know nothing on.
This shouldn't be so hard. What the fuck is it?
Look at all smug in everything. Like, I know what it is.
I do know what it is.
Fang.
Fang!
It's got teeth.
Super Fang!
And Scizors.
It has cheeks.
It has cheeks and fangs. That's all you gotta know.
I have no idea. Emolga.
Ryan, would you like to steal?
I want another second to think about this, please. Actually, God, this is it's an electric type. It's pure electric.
Yeah.
Gen 4. I mean, Zebstrika is Gen 5. Man, also does not have fangs.
Emolga is Gen 5.
I'm gonna be so pissed for missing this. I feel like this is.
Oh, and I'm not pissed for missing this.
Oh, what is it? I don't.
Pachirisu.
Ooh, a squirrel. Tricky. That's a fucking tricky one.
Man. Oh, the tiny squirrel. Little white thing. Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're all about that thing. All
right, here we go. Last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can win.
Hang on. Let's get a quick point total. Ryan is at +6. Yeah. I got some bad news.
Wesley's in the hole.
Wes, you are, well, you know, 10, 11, minus 5.
So I think it's mathematically impossible at this point.
Yeah, right? You go all the way down to the fifth hint, get it wrong, still win.
But you know what? You're going to get this next one right anyway.
Yep.
All right, Team Palkia, here's your last one.
Let's hear it.
Here's your victory lap.
Let's do it.
It attacks by spraying a repugnant fluid from its tail.
Right.
But the stench dulls after a few squirts.
Tail? Comes from its tail, not its asshole or something?
It attacks. I'm again, written by children. I'm giving you the word for word entry. It attacks by spraying a repugnant fluid from its tail. But the stench dulls after a few squirts. Either that or your senses dull.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'll guess, is it stun tank?
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So tough.
Yeah, that was one of the easier ones.
Oh, there's two versions, right? Stunky? That could have been Stunky. I didn't even go for the stats.
It's true. But total base stats, 497, by the way.
That would have.
Gen 4, okay. Poison Dark.
Yeah.
Learns Flamethrower when it evolves.
Because why?
You know?
Because it does. Because
science.
Because it does.
Don't question it.
Mm-hmm. All right, science. Nice. Here's your last one.
Okay. Mushana.
It has mastered... No. It has minus one.
One these days is gonna be right.
Like it has mastered fast and powerful fighting moves. It grows a beard of fire. This is the slowest of slow pitch softball. It has mastered fast and powerful fighting moves. It grows a beard of fire.
It has a beard of fire.
Someone who has mastered fast and powerful fighting moves.
A beard of fire.
I got
fire.
An idea.
I think. Beard of fire. So it's fire fighting. So it's gonna
it has
be
fighting moves and a beard of fire. That's what I can tell you.
That big fat pig that I don't know its name.
It'd be pretty fucking handy if you did.
A big fat pig. I have no idea what that pig's name is.
I know what the name is.
Not a clue.
But I'm not prepared to guess that that's what it is.
That's
If I were you, I would start to know what's.
All right, what's the stats, John? Let's get this right.
Total base stats of 528.
There we go. Yes, it's that. All right, what's gen?
Five.
Oh, it continues to do that. All right, type.
Firefighting.
Oh, all it right. Certainly is that.
Give me the moves.
Hammer arm, flame charge, heat crash, head smash, fire blitz. Flamethrower.
Bacon. The fat fire pig. I have no idea what his name is.
Ryan, we want to tell him what his name is?
That's called Embor.
It was called Embor.
Look at that. Fat pig.
I feel like both of those last ones are pretty easy. You got it. You just didn't know its name.
I got fucking squirrel and swallow instead of gulpin. Shit. And what was the other one that was complete nonsense? The tail thing and glares at
that
you?
Was, that you was, got a, yeah, you got a hard set, man.
That was bullshit.
But like Dragalegg and Kingdra, like it lives in the water. That's your hint.
And he got both of them.
They're mono types when you exclude legendaries. That's mm-hmm. what helped me out. Maybe that would have, you did tell him firefighting, but like some of those types didn't help. Being told that whatever it was a pure normal was like, oh.
But if he had taken Swalot down to... Like,
I would
generation
have taken,
type.
I would have taken the stats on that, too. Like, that's probably one
I had to do catch up.
I mean, Perugly and Pachirisu really sunk you on that one.
Really go for it at that point.
But yeah. And I got, what was the first one on my list? I feel like I got kind
of Electross.
Oh, yeah.
That one,
once you know.
I don't know his name, so that's okay. Good thing you knew his name.
Crustle on there.
Yeah, Crustle. Oh, God, yeah. I could have easily.
Ladian.
If I went with my instincts on some of these, I would have definitely been wrong.
Mm.
But hey.
I think we'll get to the end here.
I think I won.
That's a short show today. Yeah. Usually poke shows are a little longer.
Yeah. Well, we usually got a lot to tell.
Not that much happening right now, I feel like, in the world of Pokemon. Yeah. I mean, there's event, big things happening, but...
Hey, where do I find... I'm in that spot with all the flowers and shit. I'm supposed to find Cosmog in here. I have no idea where he is.
In one of the back corners, I think like the lower left corner, there's like a hole that you can crouch through. It'll prompt you to press a button.
There was
to
a trainer in there.
Yeah, that was a huge pain in the butt the first time I played this game, too. It was like, what the fuck? She's in here. Where am I supposed to go? There's, like, another area you have to creep into.
Yeah.
Like a creep.
And Petilil. Is that any good?
Who?
Petilil.
Petilil?
Petilil.
Eh, I mean...
Petilil.
Nah, you can do better if you're looking for a grass type.
Yeah, I'll turn it into a salad.
Yeah. Get that Delmise.
Delmise. Shinotic. Yeah. I really like Shinotic. That was a really cool Pokemon. Shinotic.
Nope. It's not even that gen. I guess it's
Gen 6. But yeah, there's no hole in a cave on this one.
Which one?
Go-Goat.
I am?
The pure grass type. Yeah, Gen 6. Like a physical fighter. No, it's more physical.
Pretty good.
Cool.
Fox the Cave.
I also liked... just going on the Sun Moon here. I liked Togedemaru, Electric Steel.
You really liked that thing.
I did. It was really cool. Like defensive steel.
It's a
pretty
cool combo. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of resistances. Doesn't pick up any particular.
I mean, how
weaknesses.
Is it set though? Is it
middling? But see, the thing was because it's got such a great tight parry. It's resistant to a lot of things, so it can hold up well in a fight, and it can do things like it has iron barbs. As an ability, and you stick a rocky helmet on it, and just kind of let them hurt themselves every time they try to touch you.
Oh man,
yeah, it was cool.
Yeah,
it's got some stat buff moves in there too. But anyway, I'm just kind of rambling here.
Who so, won? Who won the game?
Ryan won.
Oh,
team Palkia.
Yeah, I'm fucking awesome.
Team Palkia
came with the victory in that one.
Yeah.
So, next up is the mini show. We got some games. I got something to talk about. You guys got some games to talk about?
A little bit, yeah.
We can talk a little bit. Hearthstone.
Yeah.
That came out.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
get ready for that one, John.
Maybe we can make a game out of that, too.
Make a Hearthstone game out of it?
Didn't we try to do one where we had told him the names of things and we tried to make him guess what
they
did?
I tried to guess what they
did. Yeah. I feel like maybe that's something I could try to test you on. It's like I tell you core cards and you tell me what their stats are and what impact. Like,
oh, yeah.
If I told you, and this is so hard to pronounce, Shenjin Shieldmaster. What is it? What are its stats?
Shenjin Shieldmaster. It is a 3/5 taunt.
Yes. How much does it cost?
5.
Is it 5 now? That was 4.
Could be 4.
But again, when you do this for real, you'll do more research.
Could be 4.
Yeah. Exactly. I will do some research.
Could be 4.
Shen, say that.
Shenjin Shieldmaster.
Yeah, you're pretty good. That's a tricky one. Shenjin Shieldmaster.
I was practicing my head.
Yeah. Zero. Shenjin Shieldmaster.
Maybe we should look through the new cards. And
who you want me to kill?
Pick a couple of our favorites from the new set.
Okay.
And then we could discuss that and
I like uses that. For it. I like that Hunter weapon a lot. I like how there's like minionless.
Save it for the mini show. Save it. Okay. I got a couple of games. I got Xenoblade.
No one cares. No one cares. Oh, you've been playing DuckTales on Neo Geo. That's great.
I got to tell you about this WonderSwan game. Nokia N-Gage.
There's a new game I want to play, but I don't have money right now.
Is it Resident Evil Revelations 2?
No, it's a hat in time or something.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
like
that. It looks cool.
It looks really cool. And
well,
Mitch really likes it.
You need to, who cares what Mitch likes? You need to finish up some games that you already own. Like, I saw, I
like,
knew
what
two
do I
guys,
finish?
You have fucking SteamWorld Heist.
I do.
And both of us have played, like, we've all played that game now. That game is so good.
I haven't gone back to it in, about like a year ago. And I haven't gone back to it.
Oh, man.
Like,
the game is so cool.
About a real long time ago.
And what's the Battle Chasers?
I gotta finish Battle Chasers.
That game looks cool.
I got distracted, and I gotta go back to that. I played a little bit more of it, and I got my ass kicked by this one boss, and I had to grind in order to beat him, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to. Like it's
Do you have to grind? You can't just like spam items and buff up?
No, there isn't really that kind of stuff. And heals,
that's unfortunate.
It's because heals aren't amazing in that game. And so it's tough to keep up on the damage sometimes. And all your heavy combos and everything takes a few turns to really prep before they really do anything. And it's tough. Because it's like a traditional RPG that we used to. I mean, you will really like this game, but getting into the strategy of it, you really get to be patient and know what strategy you want to do with it.
Something I've really appreciated about Xenoblade so far is I've not had to do any grinding.
That sounds nice.
Like, I'm actually a little bit over level. Not very, very much over, but like one or two levels ahead of where a lot of the enemies I encountered are. Because I just kind of dick around, do side quests, because
they're there, so I'm going to do them.
You literally, like, burst through the door of the, like, defense control center of the building.
Yeah.
You know, with, like, six of you and a goddamn tiger or whatever, and the four guys manning the security stuff is like, hey, what are you doing, dead?
Yeah. And actually, the
next, I wonder why you don't grind.
The next time I went through there, I think you guys were still there for that. I, like, went through there again, and that time they just ignored me. They're like, nope, we are not going to fuck with him.
Blood on the walls.
Shift change. There's no tiger behind me. There's no tiger.
No questions about where the guys that they usually change shifts with
are. we're just going to sit here, we're going to eat our soup, yeah. And we're going to pretend like nothing's happening. No one is raiding our prison ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game's been fun. Anyway, I think that's gonna we've gone on for too long here now. So that's the end of this show. Till next time, everybody.
So long.
Later.